Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha, Laugh, Funny.
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully, you're having a really amazing turkey day with all of your Thanksgiving essentials.
Stop. We got stuffing. We got mashed potatoes. We got cranberry sauce.
Wow.
We got pasta. I mean, just throw in pasta. We have to have pasta.
Do you have pasta at Thanksgiving?
I have pasta every. I had pasta already, like, for breakfast.
Whenever you're listening to this episode, Barry has recently had pasta. That's the moral of the story.
Goodness.
It is, of course, Thanksgiving Day. We are coming at you with an episode. We're going to talk about episode 4 of Ultimate Girls Trip. This is the episode that dropped last week because we already talked about the first 3. And then we'll catch up next week on whatever episodes they decide to drop now.
that they throw at us.
First, yes. I want to make sure to remind everyone that we have the Shop Betches Black Friday promotion going on right now through the end of the weekend. It's a tiered discount, so if you buy $50, you get 20% off. If you buy $75, you get 25% off. And if you buy $100, you get 30% off with the codes 21Friday20, 21Friday25, and 21Friday30, respectively. Those codes will all be on Instagram and stuff in the website. So if you know, whatever. But go to shop.betches.com or betches.co/bravomerch if you want to check out our Bravo collection. And you can get those discounts off every product site-wide. So go get your gifts, go get your goodies, go get whatever you want.
The good news is there's no limits. You can really buy anything on the website that you want. Like, no max. You can spend anything you want.
Barry's like, max those credit cards out. Do it. It's Christmas. What do you need? It's Please. Hanukkah this weekend. but today, of course, before we get to Hanukkah and Christmas, it's Thanksgiving. And we're going to talk about Girls Trip. Barry, I want to chat about Thanksgiving and which of these ladies you would want to spend Thanksgiving with, either or both. Who would you invite to your Thanksgiving and whose Thanksgiving would you like to attend?
I feel like it would be vice versa. Whoever's I would have, I would want to be at theirs. So I would have Kyle. I would have Teresa. I would have Cynthia. I would not, under zero circumstances, have Ramona. Luann is questionable. Like, you know,
you don't have to. You already said 3. You don't have to.
I
pick
know,
everyone.
But like, I don't want to. Like, I'm not against having her, but like, she wouldn't be like my top. And Kenya has grown on me, so those are they're at the kids' table.
Okay, but if you were to pick one, like, who's if you could only go to one of these
Kyle.
Women's house for Thanksgiving, who would
Kyle.
You pick? Kyle.
Yeah.
Would her food be good though?
Yes, she would have it. Someone would be cooking it or catered in.
I guess that's true. Like, I feel like
Personally, I feel like Teresa would probably have the best food.
Well, she would have the food up my alley. She would have 100% of all the Italian food at her dinner.
That's true. Yeah. The thing is, I'm torn because I think Kyle's would be the most fun and the loveliest Thanksgiving.
Right.
But I do think Teresa would have really great food.
I also feel like Melissa and Teresa might come as a pair, to be honest. I don't know how they spend Thanksgiving these days, but I feel like if you're going to one, they're both going to be there bringing cookies.
Maybe somebody stops by. That might actually be a point of contention, you know, if they stop by the Thanksgiving on the way to another Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit. I also feel like Cynthia would have a ridiculous spread at her house.
That's true. Like, think about... I feel like Cynthia would have amazing sides. I feel like she would have some amazing mac and cheese.
I'm salivating. Or like
cornbread, like mashed potatoes. I don't know.
Okay, so this was a really difficult question to answer. We just gave it a reason why each of the women would be.
Now I'm just hungry. But okay, moral of the story, nobody's going to Ramona's for Thanksgiving.
She would literally be, if you walked into her house, let's say you were invited to her, she would be like, so you didn't bring anything? Like you didn't bring, or that's all you brought? You didn't bring like everything for the whole table? And I just am not about that energy, you know?
I'm just thinking of if Ramona is like at her Hamptons house, walking into that big cold house and it's
it's
you and Avery sitting at the table? That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, like
I don't want to hang out with Avery either.
I also feel like she either wouldn't have enough food or like it would be cold, like it wouldn't. And then if she came to your house, she would just be judging. Like if you didn't have like cloth napkins or the napkin size, she would be No, she's not invited.
She'd be like, we're not doing rolls. Okay. I just assumed we did rolls for Thanksgiving. I don't know what. I mean, that's always how I've done it. But whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
She'd be like, "What's this holiday about anyway?"
I'm not complaining. Look, okay. I'm sorry you felt that way, but I'm trying to have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, what would we do with her? What would we do without her?
On this episode, Ramona talks about what she's looking for in a man, which we've basically heard this rundown on Roni before, but just as a refresher, she would like him to be in his 50s, so at least a few years younger than her, but he needs to be semi-retired, which I would just point out that most men in their 50s are not semi-retired. The average retirement age is like mid to late 60s.
Remember, I almost want to say it was this past season of Roni, might have been the one before, where she listed everything she wanted in the guy,
it's
and that list was absurd. Like, it doesn't make sense. She needs to hook up, not literally, but she needs to hook up with Patty Stanger and, like, you know, have her work her magic.
I know. The problem with Ramona is that When she talks about finding her dream man and, you know, Teresa thinks she's going to find the love of her life, all this stuff, whatever. What man out there is looking for Ramona? And I know that sounds so mean, and I'm not worried about being mean to Ramona because she is a bad person. But, like, I just feel like the man she's describing wants to date a 28-year-old.
I know what you're saying, and it's crazy because I feel bad in that sense for Ramona when she's her and Lou. She's like, you know, it's our turn, Lou. Like, you know, because that is what's missing from their lives, essentially, is, you know, she wants to find love. So when they all see how happy Teresa is being, like, I feel bad for Ramona because she wants it so bad, but I think she has to reevaluate and, like, bring... Listen, you don't have to change your standards for anybody, but I think if it's not working or if you haven't found what you're looking for, maybe it's time to, like, change it up a bit. Maybe the age bracket or the job description or the finance, just go start, like, anything. Go on dates with a different pool of people. I don't know. Look at me giving dating advice.
If she's only hanging out with, let's just use as an example, the Harry Dubins of the world, the Harry Dubins of the world don't want to marry Ramona Singer. They wanna see her out and about and, you know, maybe get a little frisky, but that's not how you're finding a husband. It's not how I'm finding a husband. I haven't found one yet, so I'm not necessarily critiquing Ramona's.
Should we go to the Regency, though? Like, anyway, and see if we could?
I've thought about
it. I'll be like, Dylan, you go that way, I'll go that way. And then we'll, like, meet back at the bar in an hour.
We can do a little tour of the Upper East Side and see what we find, you know.
Okay.
I would also love a man in his 50s who's semi-retired. That sounds fun to me. Like, I mean, Ramona and I wouldn't say we have the same type, but I would not be mad at what she's looking for either. Right. So if you're in your mid-50s and semi-retired.
And listening to this podcast,
you know, preferably wealthy. I'm shallow, whatever.
Yeah.
Hit me
up. It's totally fine. It's cute when Teresa, like, goes in. She's, like, frolicking and, like, shows Ramona all of her cards. I feel like when she's one-on-one, it's cute. And, like, Teresa is like, you'll find him. Like, you'll find him. Like, maybe not anyone like Louis, but you'll find him. I like how all the women make fun of Teresa, like, being goo-goo gaga over him. They're like, Louis.
Yeah. I have to say, as much as I'm a little sketched out by what I know about Louis, I do like seeing Teresa so happy.
Right.
And, you know, obviously on this show, you know, who knows what we're going to have to endure on New Jersey next season. But on this show, it's just nice to see her, you know, happy and in love and talking about getting fucked.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Luann also can't, she's like flirting so much with this concierge guy, and he sort of kisses her at one point, and it's very unclear to me what's happening there, because we know he's married, and all the other women are kind of like, Okay, I guess.
Well, she kind of straddles him and looks at that as an open invitation, but I think they were on two different pages with that. Like, it was fun and games, and she was like, if no one was here, I would actually be naked right now. And I don't think that was his like, MO. But anyway, we'll talk about the slumber party.
I'd like just a few minutes.
Stay tuned.
They're asking, so they ask Cynthia about, it, like, basically how her relationship is with Nene. And then that leads into a conversation where Teresa's talking about Jacqueline. And she says that they seem like similar situations where she and Jacqueline were so close even before the show. And then, you know, Jacqueline sort of threw that away and, you know, went against her. I don't actually think those situations are that similar, because I feel like what happened with Cynthia and Nene wasn't really about anything specific. It just kind of disintegrated. I don't know.
Yeah, and also Luann also brought up Bethany. It was like a very bizarre like breakfast talk. Like it was like old frenemies. I was like, what's going on? But obviously, because she's the number one housewife of all time, everyone was most interested in Teresa talking about Jacqueline, because that was like a legitimate feud. Like what you just said, they were friends and very good friends before the show. So just seeing like what this show can potentially like do or bring out in people is, oh God, I can daydream about those seasons of Jersey all day long. I might,
I know.
Like, oh know. God, they're so good. There is no television like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think Cynthia and Nene, I feel like they were great friends on the show for a while, but it never, I don't think it goes as deep as all the stuff that Teresa went through.
Right.
And then we have, you know, Bethany and Luann. And I think when Luann's talking about how it wasn't cool of Bethany to bring up the Tom picture on camera without giving her a heads up, it's like, okay, yeah, maybe. But at the end of the day, she was telling you about your marriage being trash, and your marriage was trash, and you would have known that probably sooner rather than later. So, I mean, I don't really think Bethany, I think Bethany maybe could have like handled that individual moment better. But at the same time, it's not like Bethany was, you know.
Yeah.
She was saying what everyone else was already thinking.
Right. And obviously that wasn't acting what Bethany was doing. Like that was hard. I'm not making her the victim, but that was hard for her what she had to do. Like Luann was her friend. But Luann's also so dramatic. Like she gets up from the table in her little teddy and she goes, a real friend doesn't do that. And like, and like marches away. She's like, just a real friend would not do that. And it's like, well, she basically, everyone else was happy Bethany did, so they didn't have to. But anyway.
right. They were like, okay, great. We have a storyline and I don't look like an asshole.
I like also, though, how this show, like, I wonder how that happened. Teresa was like, oh, speaking of Nene, are you friends with Nene? Like, what's going on with you and Nene? Like, it was so...
It definitely feels like they're getting sort of like cue cards a little bit of, okay, so we have breakfast this morning. It would be great if you all could talk about some of your past relationships on the show. And then we have somebody asking Kyle about what happened with LVP, and they're all doing their goodbye Kyle impressions. And I love when they are referencing sort of iconic moments
right.
that happened on other shows, because we know these women, whether or not they sit down and watch every episode of these other shows, you know that they're aware of kind of the Bravo universe. And so it's fun to right. hear them acknowledge that. But also it's like, yeah, I don't believe that just so authentically somebody was just like, oh, and then what happened with you and Lisa? It's like, okay, this was...
Especially Teresa, of all people, who truly probably could care less about, like, Cynthia and Nene's relationship that happened years ago. But also, I meant to ask you, did you see the other day, I saw it on TikTok, that Nene and Kim Zolciak reunited?
They did, yeah. I saw it. They were both at some conference event type of thing, and they just had a little moment on stage. It's not like they're, you know, besties again.
Right.
But it was nice to see.
It was cute. Little hug.
I always feel like Kim and Nene at this point, I feel like, are removed enough from whatever happened between them on the show that it's like, yeah, just hug and take a picture. You don't have to come over to each other's houses, but, like, it's not the, you know.
That friendship is like equivalent to me. You know how I always talk about how I like want Kyle and Lisa to be friends again? Like that's how I feel about like Kim and Nene too. Like I just like loved them being friends. Same thing with Phaedra and Candy too. I miss those girls.
Yeah.
Those relationships.
It is funny though that we have talked a lot about on this show how it's great that there's no fourth wall, and mm-hmm. it's fun to hear them talk about being on the shows and stuff. But it's funny then that even in that, without the fourth wall, we still have this like, oh, the producers are definitely telling them to talk about this stuff. Like there is, it's sort of like a different version of a fourth wall happening because we are just, you know, sort of pretending that all of this is just happening authentic, like totally organically. But
Right.
I do really like seeing it. And then in the car, when they're going to this buggy ride thing and they start doing the Gia's Waking Up in the Morning song. So funny.
Which, by the way, we sell on shopbatches.com because...
Oh, do we still have that?
Oh, yeah. That was... Okay. That is right up there with our Bravo Legal Team merch. People are dying to be part of the crew. So go check that out as well. Small plug. That buggy ride, whatever, I think had the potential, and I thought it was hilarious that each and every woman was like, when is this? They were miserable. And I felt bad for Melissa.
I know. She's like, it's the Melissa Gorka day. We're getting out on the island. We're going to have a good time. And everybody's like, can we go back inside? Can we go back to the pool?
Like the helmets, they were all mad about the sand in their face. They had Kyle wore heat. Like, it was just like, listen, you can't just sit around all day. Actually, you could. You very well could on vacation. But it was something to do. They got out of the house. I feel like they maybe gave them each a list of things they can choose from. And that's what Melissa got. That's the vibe that we're getting over here. So,
well, it's like, yeah. And I mean, if most of these other activities are going to be like theme day at the pool, right, or theme night at the house, it's like, okay, maybe we could do like an actual activity.
I wouldn't mind just another boat, though, you know?
I think there is another boat day.
Okay, good.
Because I think they did, like, the catamaran, and I think there's a day that's more like a yacht day, because there was a bigger fight in the preview on a boat. We'll
Fabulous.
See.
Fabulous.
There better be two boat days.
I know. Well, after buggy day, it's slumber party. I'm like, oh, God. It also was really fun, but you can just tell... You know what is funny? Like, Melissa had all their matching PJs and slippers. It was very cute, but it's like the type of group of women where they'd anything that they're doing, they'd rather be doing something else. So if they were out to dinner, they'd rather be like doing something else. So they were stuck in the house. I feel like they'd rather just be doing something else, even though the point of it was for them to like bond and like play games and have fun and get drunk and like be themselves, which I think they accomplished, to be honest.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Did you know that women make up 56% of law students?
It's clear that the future of the legal field is female. So why are so many legal podcasts and reviews authored by men? Hi, I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw.
And with Melissa Murray, we are the hosts of Strict Scrutiny.
Each week, we break down the latest headlines and biggest legal questions facing our country to give you expert views you won't hear anywhere else.
Strict Scrutiny is your guide to the Supreme Court.
New episodes drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe to Strict Scrutiny wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like with these games, I don't necessarily care so much about what information they're sharing. Like, it doesn't matter to me what public place Ramona has had sex in. But it's fun just to see them letting loose and having so much fun together and seeing these women on the twister board getting down almost all the way into the splits. You know, it's just, it's a good time. And I gotta say, I don't love the Envy pajamas. I don't think they're that cute.
No.
The color of the material just looks like a little chintzy.
Thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all had different styles. Yeah, it was the thought that counted.
So I want to talk about, though, what happened with Kenya, where she's in her room getting ready to come out, and she gets this text from Mark. Basically, he texted her, like, I'm sorry for the pain I've caused you. And it seems like, you know, Kenya is in a place where she has finally come to terms with the fact that her relationship is ending, that they do need to get divorced. It's what needs to happen. And, you know, for so long, we've seen her in this kind of back and forth of, I filed for divorce, but now we're working on our relationship. You know, we're seeing what's going to happen. And I can see how getting a message like that is kind of like, why are you doing this right now? Like, why are you trying to be nice in a text message when we're just like working out our divorce and our custody shit? Like, it feels kind of like a mind game. And I think you know, she clearly just has a reaction to it. And I thought it was nice to see, like, Kyle go in and talk to her.
I do, too. I agree. I mean, like, you need girlfriends. You need people, like, to talk to about these things. But I felt that when Cynthia also went to go in, like, I feel like Kenya was kind of quick to judge that Cynthia had, like, the camera. Like, Cynthia didn't know what was happening at first. So I feel like she didn't, like, maliciously bring the cameras with her. And then she started, like, comparing. She's like, Kyle didn't do that. But, like, she could sense something was wrong. I don't know. It was just, like, it was just, I feel like Kenya and Cynthia are just, like, on the rocks very much so. So they're looking for anything. But, of course, Cynthia's still going to be there for her if she knows she's going through something. But I just want Kenya to be, like, happy.
It almost feels like Kenya came to this trip in the mood to have issues with Cynthia. Because I do think, I think you're right, that it's, like, you're in this house where there are, I'm sure there are cameras following them.
Yeah.
The whole day. It's not weird to have a camera with you when you're going somewhere in the house. And if Kenya said, hey, can we not? Like, I don't want to be on camera. Clearly, then they did close the door. So it's like,
right.
Okay. I don't think that's really Cynthia's fault, but.
Right.
Whatever.
Moving on. Yeah, I just feel bad because I think Kenya's main point was like, why are you saying this right now? Our entire marriage has been like horrible. So like now we're like done with this. And now you're like saying like, what is happening? So.
Exactly. But I think I'm glad to see her in a place where I think this was like a little moment of a little tough moment. But overall, she seems like she finally is kind of over the hump of knowing that the relationship needs to end and that she just needs to focus on
exactly
what works for her and her daughter. And it was tough the last couple seasons of Atlanta, watching her kind of in this pattern of giving him another chance and all this stuff. And their relationship, honestly, from day one, never seemed like it was that solid or like it was really meant to be. I mean, going all the way back to the fact that she basically got married secretly and didn't really want to talk about it with anyone, that always seemed like a red flag. And then, yeah, the red flags never really got any smaller. So I'm excited to see. I'm hoping on Atlanta next season. I feel like Kenya is really feeling herself right now. Mm-hmm. She looks incredible.
Like amazing.
Dancing with the Stars makes people feel the best they've ever felt, I swear.
Absolutely.
Like, everybody comes back from Dancing with the Stars and is just living their best life. And I feel like Kenya is going to... I want a Kenya getting her groove back season. I want to see her being hot and single and living it up. And I think we might get that.
Well, yeah, because like I feel like by the time Atlanta comes back, like she will feel lighter and a weight will be lifted off her shoulders. And I'm ready for that. Ooh, but
I think I've always appreciated Kenya as a housewife. I think she's so entertaining, all of that, you know, even, so, I mean, obviously sometimes she is a villain and we need that. But I think Girls Trip has been really great for I think Girls Trip has been really great for Kenya's kind of standing with Bravo viewers. Cause I think people have such strong opinions when they're watching her on Atlanta. Like, they either think she's the devil or she's, you know, the queen or whatever. And I think watching this show, it's like, she just is good at this. She's good at her job. She's really entertaining. She can be really friendly with these women. I love seeing Kyle, like, yeah, I was kind of scared of you. And then you're, like, amazing.
I agree. That's a description of me myself. I really like enjoy her on this show. So that's exactly, it'll give me a different outlook for next season of Atlanta as well. So excited, and also excited for next week's episode of Ultimate Girls Trip.
I know. I'm savoring it.
See, it was just a tease though, the first week three, and now what? Like, now I want them all. I want like the season to drop so I can just like binge, but
I know,
guess but I will just wait.
We've only got a few more episodes, so don't, you know,
whatever.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
I'll be patient.
This was fun. I'm glad we got to chat about this episode, and I'm glad we got to give everyone a little Thanksgiving treat.
Happy Thanksgiving again.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for all of you listeners.
Yes, love you.
You fill our days with gratitude and blessings.
You light up my life. So.
Oh my God. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a great, safe, happy, wonderful holiday, and have a great Black Friday, and spend it with Shop Betches at betches.co/bravomerch. All the codes will be available. Go get some fun stuff. In the meantime, don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.